At last, they could see the house. It was modern, with big windows and a lot of light. An exciting house. The landing was difficult because of the rocks.
"It's impossible to land here in bad weather," Fred told the group. "Sometimes nobody can leave the island for a week or more."
Fred helped the guests up the steps to the house. At the door of the house, a tall, thin, grey-haired man was waiting for them. The manservant, Mr. Rogers.
"Come this way, please," he said.
Drinks were ready for them, and then they could all go to their rooms. Dinner was at 8 o'clock.
"Mr. Owen," he added, "will not be here until tomorrow."
Vera followed Mr. Rogers's wife into a beautiful bedroom with a big window. There was a door to a bathroom at the side. Perfect.
"Have you got everything you want?"
asked Mrs. Rogers.
She had black hair pulled back from her pale face. Her strange, light eyes moved all the time. She was frightened of something. What was it?
"Yes, thank you. I'm Mrs. Owen's new secretary," Vera told her. "You probably know that."
"No, I don't. I haven't met the Owens yet. My husband and I only came here 2 days ago,"
Mrs. Rogers said.
"We're the only servants, looking after 8 people. And Mr. and Mrs. Owen, of course."
When Mrs. Rogers left, Vera walked around the room. She felt a little uncomfortable. There was something strange about all this. No Owens, the pale, frightened Mrs. Rogers, and the guests. They were a strange group too. There was a large, heavy stone clock on a shelf in the bedroom, in the shape of a wild animal. Above that, hanging on the wall, there was a children's poem about 10 little soldiers. Vera remembered the poem from years ago. She smiled. Of course, this was Soldier Island.